Wendy, Bridget Carey is here from CNET. Bridget, I told this story earlier, but I just want to run it past you. Yesterday was Cyber Monday, the day that we're encouraged to, instead of work, we're supposed to buy stuff online during our work day. So right. I kept getting inundated with things from a place called Zulily that is, I guess, a woman's clothing store. They sell other things.
Yeah, other things, too, right? I found out.
They wanted me to buy this thing that I could put on the bottom half of my body to make me look like a mermaid. And I don't really want to do that, but they told me I had to, so I have one now. Why? I'd never been to Zulily before. Every website I visited yesterday sent me this thing saying, hey, you only have 9 hours left. Get your mermaid throw before they're all sold out. How did that happen? What's behind that?
What were you being alerted on? Was it a computer you share with somebody, maybe?
The rest of my family uses it, but I asked them, and nobody had ever been to that website.
That's weird.
Isn't it?
I mean, I find that there's always weird stories now and again about how these marketers are tracking us and how they're going after us. I mean, I got to say, some stream must have been crossed in your world where, like, someone who was maybe on the computer and a targeted for that kind of, customer or maybe something you bought in a different way.
Well, to be fair,
makes you
Bridget,
look like the prime mermaid customer.
I do wear a lot of mermaid-looking clothing.
Merman
clothing. So, and I did buy an Ethel Merman CD a few weeks ago.
Ethel Merman?
Maybe that's it.
And Merperson.
I guess.
QVC bought Zulily. Have you ever browsed QVC for anything?
Mm-mm.
I haven't either.
Mm-mm.
I used to order things late at night.
You know what a lot of people got and who have iPhones?
What?
Calendar spam for Cyber Monday and Black Friday.
What's that mean?
All of a sudden on your phone's calendar, it starts showing up, buy Ray-Ban sunglasses, sale now. It was just so widespread because, long story short, Apple has this default that if anyone gets a hold of your email and sends you an email invite to an event, it automatically shows up on your calendar on iCloud.
Yeah.
And what they were spamming were these accounts like, when you get an iPhone, it'll give you a default @me.com email address that no one uses. They were spamming a bunch of those accounts, I guess guessing names or, just from however they got these account names, I don't know. But a lot of us in the office all of a sudden had all these, like, alerts for Ray-Bans and stuff. So what you can do in settings, if you got one of these, is to turn off in your settings for iCloud to not automatically allow someone to junk up your calendar without you first giving permission to
it. Good idea. Very good.
I got to just tell you, the vast majority of Zulily's customers are women between the ages of 26 and 45 who are shopping for themselves and their families. So kudos
to
you, Bill.
I'm right in there. we don't have any figures yet. They were predicting that Black Friday this year would be the most prolific ever. Do we know yet about Cyber Monday? Are those figures released yet?
No, I mean, it's a little early to get the big picture, but I think what you're seeing is that there's no differentiation now between Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Any shopping holiday is a cyber shopping holiday at this point. And I think everyone for Thanksgiving and Black Friday were just on their phones to begin with. It was a bit bigger than ever. So, it's almost like they're competing with themselves, right? Because, a lot of the sales also in stores were, in some cases, the same as online. So, people don't want to fight the crowds, and so they're shopping all weekend on their phones. Why, if anything, by Monday, you might have some burnout.
And I've noticed that the prices were way better on Black Friday than they were on Cyber Monday. There weren't really that many deals. I mean, there were deals on things you didn't want, like the Merman blanket or whatever.
Mm-hmm. It used to be that the online deals were the best on Monday, right? And that's not the case anymore.
No, and it's Cyber Week, actually.
Yeah, it is.
Cyber Month.
Cyber Year.
I'm seeing marketing year, I'm seeing marketing that says all week long on Amazon, da da da, and then all month long in Target there'll be discounts. And I mean, if you didn't shop this weekend, I wouldn't stress because there's going to be some more sales, obviously, cropping up now until the holidays.
All right. Let's talk AT&T for a second. I've had AT&T U-verse for a while, and I often wonder, they send you things even though you have AT&T, and they say switch to DirecTV and you can save more money. It just drives me crazy that they have two different things. But now DirecTV has this new thing going on.
This is a whole new type of product. If you don't want that traditional cable, what you're talking about with U-verse, that is traditional like cable as we're used to. DirecTV, which is owned by AT&T, now has a new service called DirecTV Now, where if you just have an internet connection, you think of your internet almost as an app, your TV, I should say, as an app. For $35, they have this promotional thing going on where you'll stream over 100 channels into your home. And what you need, though, is one of those things like an Apple TV or an Amazon TV. Roku support's coming soon, they say. So you need a box like that, and just like how Netflix works, but for your TV. And they bundle all these packages in different price points. They're trying to hook people in the beginning by saying, you know, normally it costs $60 to get over 100 channels. We're going to cut that to $35 for people who join now. We're going to keep that price going as long as you're a subscriber. But there are pluses and minuses to this. Obviously, people might be looking for something that is different. They want live TV. They want to see their shows. This is live that you can tune into, but there's channels missing. There's no CBS. So, you know, do you want to go through this to save money, but you're going to miss out on a few things? There's a couple other pros and cons, too, I can get into. But basically, it's launching tomorrow, and it's really for that generation and the customer that wants to just bundle things and get it on their phone, get it on their tablet, get it on their TV without having to have a whole different cable subscription like it usually comes.
Bridget, if you did this, and it sounds like a good deal, but like you said, it's missing some major networks like CBS. Is there a way to pick that up on the side? Is there a
like
way to do
that? Like a basic package?
Yeah.
Well, then you end up with the situation that I think is the big problem now. There's Hulu, there's Netflix, CBS has their own streaming service that costs a certain amount a month. You have like a ton of different bills for every app every month, and if DirecTV can eventually make a deal with CBS, it might be enticing for more people. But right now, we're kind of suffering from this fatigue of how many apps do I need? I need an HBO app. I need this app. I need that app. They are hoping to lure in AT&T customers by going, hey, you know, if you stream on your phone when you have this service, we're not going to count the data against you. Like, oh, okay. that's interesting. But also, you know, it has its downsides too. But for customers, it sounds good. And it's really showing that there's this growing competition right now. Hulu, they're going to launch a live TV element next year, almost like to be different from Netflix. Google's YouTube and Apple and Amazon, they're all working on like live TV streaming. So I'm sure over the next year we're going to see more of these types of things pop up. And the thing to differentiate it is, how does it benefit me? Am I going to get the channels I want? Can I record? Right now on the DirecTV new service, you can't record yet, but they're working on it.
That's
maybe
kind of a problem.
Yeah. Right. So yeah, things are cheap. When you say $35 for 100 channels, sounds great. But just be aware that things, you know, you also need a great internet connection at home already you got to pay for, and which I'm sure AT&T will be happy to sell to you. And you have to realize you're not going to get everything you might be used to.
That's why all the big screen TVs are going for low prices now, because all these kids today are just streaming and watching stuff on their phones and tablets, and probably phones more than tablets.
And if speaking of the big screen TVs, what do you see on sale for the weekend? 4K, right? Everyone's talking about 4K. You're not going to get 4K on these services yet, you know. So it's very early in the days. But yeah, people who are young, just graduating college, want to save money. I don't need all the TV shows. I'd rather just watch on demand. People right now, you know, only have a few shows they care about. Yeah, this kind of thing sounds interesting.
Her name is Bridget Carey. You can find her at CNET.com, and you can watch the CNET update, and she'll keep you on top of all these situations. Thank you so much, Bridget.
Thanks, take care.
Don't forget to RSVP my mermaid's party. Don't forget. Bye, Bridget. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. We need to take a break and then some news. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.